And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday, the 6th of February, 2017. It's the birthday of the paleoanthropologist Mary Douglas Leakey, born in London 1913, married Louis Leakey, the anthropologist, and together they worked in Tanzania, where they discovered the fossilized bones of early humankind. 1937, on this day, John Steinbeck's novella of Mice and Men was published. He wrote it when he and his wife Carol were living in his family's vacation cottage near Monterey Bay, California. Never meant for year-round living, but he built a fireplace, closed off the porch, and they made do. His wife worked as a secretary, and Steinbeck's parents sent him an allowance of $25 a month. He wanted to write in a new style, more like a play than a novel, a book that was tightly plotted and was heavy on dialogue, ready to be adapted to the stage, about two farm workers, George and Lenny. Lenny, who's big and strong and not too bright, George, small and smart, who looks out for Lenny. Steinbeck had finished most of the book when his new puppy chewed up half the manuscript. He did not have a copy, and so he had to reconstruct it. Steinbeck said, "I was pretty mad, but the dog may have been acting critically." The book came out on this day in 1937. It got great reviews and became a big success. It's the birthday of the lexicographer Eric Partridge, born near Gisborne, New Zealand, 1894, who wrote books like A Dictionary of Slang and Unconventional English and A Dictionary of the Underworld. And it's the birthday of Babe Ruth, George Herman Ruth, Baltimore, Maryland, 1895. His parents operated a tavern. He almost never saw them, and when he was seven, they took him to an orphanage, and they left him there. And there he learned how to play baseball. He was signed by the Baltimore Orioles, who traded him to the Boston Red Sox in 1914. He was a star pitcher, but hit a record 29 home runs in the 1919 season. And the next year, the Red Sox traded him to the New York Yankees, where the next year he hit 54 home runs. In 1929, Babe Ruth signed a contract for $80,000 a year, more than the President of the United States, Herbert Hoover. And Babe Ruth said, "Why not? I had a better year than he did." Here's a poem for today by June Robertson by Holy Ghost. The congregation sang off-key, the priest was rambling, the paint was peeling in the sacristy. A wayward pigeon trapped in the church flew wildly around for a while and then flew toward a stained glass window, but it didn't look like reality. The ushers yawned, the dollar bills drifted lazily out of the collection baskets, and a child in the front row began to cry. Suddenly, the pigeon flew down low, swooping over the heads of the faithful like the Holy Ghost descending at Pentecost. Everyone took it to be a sign. Everyone wants so badly to believe. You can survive anything if you know that someone is looking out for you. But the sky outside the stained glass window, doesn't it look like home? A poem, Holy Ghost, by June Robertson Bysshe, from Fatherless Women, published by Cape Cod Literary Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.